would like for you now to begin to regulate your breath, taking deep, even breaths. Rhythmical and orderly. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. And slowly letting that rhythm slow down. Taking longer, deeper breaths as if you were falling asleep to wake up. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Just drifting, just allowing a state of mind of receptivity and a will that is willing and compliant. And the heart is always the heart, for there is always love, and love is always willing. We have one will. Our will is divine will. Our will is the will to love and the will to serve. Bringing that energy, that willingness, bringing up the divinity, the divine will to love, and the divine will to serve. Bringing that up into the heart, where it's blend. Where it blends and merges all together, creating love. We have one heart. Our heart is a willing heart. Our heart is willing to love and willing to serve. And And now, bringing all of that loving willingness and that willingness to love up into the mind, into that higher mind, that which connects you to the highest mind through the higher mind. And when the three minds unite, your mind touches the highest light there is. That touch of heaven, where all is known and all is loved. We have one mind. Our mind is a divine mind. A mind that sees through love, pure reason. And bringing all of this lovingness, this willing, this divine thoughts up all the way up, connecting with the mind of soul and uniting with that mind. And soul's mind lifting your consciousness up with it and touching the realm of spirit. We are the three minds united and sending the consciousness all the way up. Highest light there is, will to act, and that light descending down into the consciousness of spirit and soul, will to act, and then carrying all the way down to your higher mind, will to act. We see the greatest light touching again in your mind, that light, God's pure light. And bringing it all the way down. Bowing your head to recognize the power. And the highest light controls. And in one divine unified force, for the good of all, that energy, all of it, everything, collecting now at the perfect light, at the throat, and the golden orb spinning on its axis. This energy, as all this energy pours forth through that throat, perfect sky blue light. opening all your senses to experience all the energy around you. All love, all knowledge, loving you. Without reservations or conditions, just love for you and love for this connection you are seeking with them. Love and appreciation, gratitude for the focus and concentration. Feel these things contained here. All around you. All of it. Opening your heart and letting these energies in, allowing it. Heal the energy now. Calling on the violet flame. And now with the violet flame, heal yourself. And where it needs to heal. Feel the energy of yourself and where it needs to heal. And bringing the violet flame and just allowing it. At the same time, opening all your senses to see or to hear or to feel its intelligence, its wisdom, and the love that all knowledge brings. Allowing and opening your senses to it, allowing yourself to be healed, bring light where there was none, bring love where there was none. Allowing it and remembering to bring that into your mental fields and into the flames. Allowing it to flame through this area of your mental field, letting your thoughts be healed, remembering that manifestation is something deeply, truly about releasing. At some point, the thing that's wanted must be released. You must let go of the energy so that it can go out into your universe and create itself through its magnetism, which is aided by you patiently, faithfully waiting for it, knowing it will come to you at the right time and in the best possible way. For that is what your soul wants for you. And imagining you can see the violet flame, and you can see these thoughts, however you picture them, and the flame transmuting them or transforming them in the highest possible way. And letting go. See yourself standing at the edge of a cliff over a large body of water, and see yourself letting go and watching as it all slowly floats away into the air, and the flames, sacred violet flame of transformation, to come back to you healed and transformed, giving you a new perspective, a new life. For when your perspective changes, your life becomes higher and finer, making every moment count and seeming longer when we focus away from the mass thought of how things are going faster. Reminding there is no time, only rhythm and cycles. You can use the energy of the will to express, to create time, rhythm, and order in your life. And here in this state of soul alignment, call down the energies with respect, calling the will to express, that you might know right timing, rhythm and order, patience, perseverance. All the necessary qualities contributing to manifestation. Not all that there are, but they are all there in the process or science of manifestation. Now, focusing your mind back again on your breathing, following the rhythm of your breath, and using your breath to find your way back orienting yourself coming slowly back into the room when you are ready and we bid you namaste.